I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yeah.
I'm L'Oreal. Oh, my God. You're so close to the mic. Is the mic in your mouth?
Something like that.
It's giving Dwight Howard.
No, not at all.
Very all. Like, do all in your mouth. Like,
do I even all look like somebody that'll even do something like that?
He was
Rex, what up?
Doing it again.
I don't do it as good as you. Look how good you did it just now.
Take Kitty out of your mouth.
Nah.
What were you for Halloween?
I was actually this guy named Wax. Cool guy.
I feel like Halloween is a dub. Like, unless like I'm getting paid to like dress up and go somewhere, like
it's for the kids.
That's not really fun to me.
That's for the kids. You said, you know, dressed up, you used to probably go into your character who you really wanted to be. I wanted to be a Power Ranger back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So I actually thought I was a Power Ranger at one time in my life. So, you know, that's what you do. You dress up to something that you actually like.
And now you just look like a nigga from Power.
Ah.
The Ranger part is out the window.
Hey, I'm still a Ranger. I'm out here in the woods.
Yeah, that's
true. Like being a Ranger. Yeah, I like being a Ranger.
Okay, so you just separated the two words.
Yeah, sometimes in the Power and sometimes in the Rangers. All depends on what's going on in life. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, what kind of dating life is it in the woods? Like, I know you said it's like the number one tourist
spot in the world. Like,
yeah, because they love to look at where they brought the slaves in. But
yes,
of course. Yes. But like, so is that like a white woman you date, or is that like?
No, it's all different. There's a lot of dating scenes out here. It's like a melting pot also, you know what I'm saying? Everybody come from all different type of places. Like I said, it's a very high tourist spot. So, you know, you got different races at all time coming here. It's about to get cold, so it's really still warm out here. So another reason why people, you know, come out here around this time. But you see all type of dating stuff.
It's this show that I watch. It's called Married at First Sight.
Okay.
Like, I was thinking,
okay,
either Married at First Sight or there's this other show called Love is Blind. Yeah. I was thinking we register you for one of these two shows. Maybe Love is Blind, because at least with Love is Blind, like you talk to them through the wall and then like y'all get to know each other that way. I think just marrying somebody off rip, you probably wouldn't need to choose. I think I should do that. I said it.
Because, you know, I always say, like, the more you know about the person, the more you don't want to marry them. So if I like you and I'm like, we can stay right here forever. I can keep this memory right here. I'll marry you. So if I marry you right now.
Do you know the premise of Love is Blind? It's on Netflix.
Matter of fact,
I don't know if it's primarily on Netflix, but that's where I watch it.
Yeah.
And so what it is basically, it started during the pandemic, I believe. But like it's carried over and got a lot of popularity. So what they do is there's a woman house and there's a man house.
Okay.
And they all meet in this space. where you have different dates, but you're on opposite sides of the wall and you don't know what each other looks like.
Sheesh, that's real.
So you'll be talking for hours. These people tell each other that they love each other. They propose before they actually see each other's face.
Wow. Wow.
So because you're ugly, I think that would be perfect.
That's literally the reason why I was just now thinking that. I said, would be the way I look. This would be fucking perfect for your boy.
Nah, some of the white bitches.
I can tell a bunch of lies. I can tell a bunch of lies.
The white bitches would love you on that
show. You think so?
Yeah. For sure. Super toxic. Like,
yeah.
Like, they be, it gets, I would love to see that. So, Love is Blind producers, please come get wax.
And L'Oreal, are you married?
Why not? I'm not married, but I'm good right
now. What do you mean you're good? How you good right now? Why can't you find love?
I'm good right now. You tried it all
the other ways, too? You tried it all the other ways, too? So, what's up?
Look, I found love, I thought, and like, that I'm good right now. Maybe next year.
Okay, you're going to try it in January.
No, not January. Next January. So I'm thinking more like 2025.
L'Oreal, do you know what you sound like you said when you stopped drinking?
I'm on a mission right now. I said, that doesn't mean that I don't talk to nobody like, yeah, I talk to somebody. But love is not on the horizon. I'm focused right now. Love and I don't care what nobody says. Once you get in a relationship, your focus does turn off of you.
It all depends. It all depends on that person is all about you, too. I mean, y'all both for the same goal.
They could be all about you. That makes it worse. Because now you spend time together.
You push it off to be a goal. So y'all both spend the time to go after a goal. Because, I mean, it got to be structured to a relationship, especially the things that we got going on. You know what I'm saying?
So my career right now is at a solo point, and it's like, what I mean by that is like, I've always been tied to people in this radio space. Mm-hmm. Like, people have always tried to tie me to people, and I don't want to be tied to people. Me being tied to a guy right now is not ideal, because what I'm doing is I'm focused on, literally, I have a goal, and the goal is going to take a certain amount of time, and that's it. Like, that's the time, and this is the time. I don't have time for nobody else. So when I got those little free moments, that's my time.
Yeah.
I might want to share my time with the person that I talk to. But anything other than that, I'm not even claiming anyone, like,
I hear you saying something. Somebody's smiling. Somebody's shaking in their boots. I'm telling you.
Listen, it's me. So, of course, like.
I'm sure they're shaking because they're scared.
No, they're shaking because they're so happy. They're like, yay, I love her.
Good job.
But yeah, sometimes you just know when it's time to solely focus.
Yeah.
And like, that's why, like, when you see people doing foolish, reckless shit, like, and you know, you like, nah, they supposed to be focused on them right now. They about to crash and burn. Those end up being the motherfuckers. This is like a make or break time. So it's like either you show what you want right now, like in crucial moments. So it's like, if you go after the nigga, then that's what you're going to have. Or the bitch, then that's what you're going to have. If you go after the career, then you can have the career. And then later on, you can have whatever else you want. But not always do you get opportunities presented to you, and you get what I'm saying? You gotta take advantage.
I hear you, but even when it comes down to the man or woman, if you don't grab that man or woman at that time, that's literally a lottery pick. That's not the man for you.
That's not the man for you, because
the lottery one, you never
that's
know.
That's not the man for you, because God ain't never gonna put me in a position like that. He'll test you to see what you want, and I've always chose wrong. I'm like, no, I'm in love. I'm going to go on to be in love. And then I'm in love and by my damn self. Should be fucked up. So now it's like the focus is like, God, all right, what do you want? And I'm like, I want me.
Dude, stop doing that, because you really want love. Stop.
Love is going to come too when the chips fall into place. So I feel like my last situation was a test, to be honest. And I feel like I failed. So I think the test was supposed to be like, all right, what can you do to balance these two things, right? Yeah. And it's like, sometimes we do so much for people or we love people so much that yeah. we low-key neglect our own stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like so busy trying to help and focus and like make sure everybody, now mind you, y'all know how I work and how I give it up. Like I'm working regardless, but you work more and harder when there's no distractions. It just is what it is. And the reason how I know that I was picking the wrong thing was because as soon as shit was done, yeah. everything started moving for me.
Hey.
Like in a positive way towards things that I want. Like things that I didn't even, you know how they be like, yo, God, you like, you, what was the shit where they talk about the bank account? Like it don't match your dreams or something. They like, he not looking at your bank account.
Yeah,
he's looking at your potential. Yeah, or whatever the hell that is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So when I looked at that, I'm like, damn, that's crazy. How would I ever attain that? And at the moment, like shit was done, it was like, attain. And it's like, oh, bitch, because you was fucking up. I was focusing too much on other things, other people's success, making sure other people good. Like making sure other people good can sometimes be detrimental to what you got going on.
Yeah.
So you got to fill your cup up, make sure your cup full before you start pouring that bitch out.
Yeah. Don't pour it out. Let it run over on them.
Yeah. Twerk, what you doing over there, Twerk?
Twerking.
Twerking played out, right?
Is it played out, you said?
Shit.
I'm asking.
Whoever's still twerking, man.
I don't mind it. People still ask me.
No, I'm saying twerking is played out. Your name isn't played out. It's epic.
Oh, I thought you were about to change it.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. Nobody gives a fuck what they say.
Jesus. I like a good twerk still. Not played out.
So, yeah. Like, bitches, when y'all see bitches twerk, y'all just start clapping.
Shaking that deli. You're moving it heavy. How's it go? Ice Spice?
He liked that shit. You know he doing it. Of course he's in the fucking shower doing the shit. Do you never did the Ice Spice thing? You never did the Ice Spice challenge and dance in the shower, bro?
No, I did not.
I didn't even know that was a challenge. I don't know whether.
Yeah, this nigga just started this shit.
Dancing in the shower? What kind of imagination you got while you think about twerk? Your
leg. This is the fuck you get. Twerking
why
in the
you
shower.
Think about twerk in the shower?
Don't think about his ass in the fucking shower.
That's a little weird, Wax.
Nah, you're bugging.
It's a little bit.
S,
okay.
Z.
Let's help out some people. You already know how it goes down. We love for y'all to write in and get some good advice, the hood advice. And we're always going to give you what we can, child. I don't know if it's going to help, but we're
going to
give
out.
It. We're going to give it. So if they wanted to reach out, send a DM, send an email, what would they have to do to get in touch with the bully and the beast?
Yes, man. Holler at us in the DMs. Y'all was jumping in DMs trying to get some pussy. You know what I'm saying? It's the Bully and the Beast podcast.
Twerk, are you paying attention?
Why the fuck you ain't paying attention, bro?
No, he got it right. You good?
Okay, I wasn't sure because he never gets it right.
And at the email is at bullyandthebeast@gmail.com.
Nah, you got
that.
Nah, that's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, what
there's
you
no
mean?
It's like
opposite.
Oh, you did fuck up. Fuck.
Yeah, I did fuck up. What you mean is good then? You know what I'm saying?
Both. You got to do them both over real quick.
All right, let me do it all over. You know what I'm saying? Jumping out DMs at Bullying the Beast Podcast. And if you want to hit us up in the emails and give us some good ass fucking some bullshit so we can hold you down, hit us up at the Bullying the Beast Podcast @gmail.com. You're
sometimes I feel like I be looking like the little girl from Problem Child 2. You ever seen
definitely
that?
Definitely her.
Problem
definitely
Child.
Definitely her. Definitely. Definitely. Yo, L'Oreal, you should have been her for Halloween.
I know. When she put on the high shoes so she could get on the roller coaster. And then they cranked it up and they made everybody throw up.
How do you look just like her? How you look just like her?
I do look just like her. I just saw it when I made my face screwed up at you and I'm like, oh shit, I kind of look like the little girl from Problem Child 2. Okay, let's get going. So they reached out. They said, hey, Bully and the Beast, my wife and I just moved into a building, a new building. We spent the first few weeks without any disturbances. And then all of a sudden, we start to hear our neighbor through the walls more and more. At first, we didn't think much of it. Then we started to listen a bit closer. To our shock, we started hearing her moan and groan and scream out, thank you, Steve Daddy 23. for the $100 donation. Or tonight, we do butt play. Right. Well, now listen. How do we get her to quiet down or to just stop? I really don't like watching a movie at night with my wife while we hear our neighbor live stream herself masturbating next door. Okay. I thought she was getting beat, so this is better than what I thought.
Great. Yeah, help me out just now.
So she's playing with a poom poom.
Nice.
Steve Daddy 23 is tipping her good, so he likes it. Apparently, this is uncomfortable. Have you ever, like, been forced to hear somebody do some nasty shit through the wall and you couldn't, like, move or like leave the situation so you had to listen to it?
I never mind. It's probably one of my boys is there and I'm trying to get some pussy from their girl. So I'm like, yo, see your girl over there fucking, so what's up with me and you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was always, like, a plus for me at the end of the day, but no, if people don't want to hear their moms or their sister or some shit like that, like, yo, what the fuck? Go get a room.
Yeah, because this is next door, though. Like, this is a stranger. Like, I remember when I was younger, my sister, she used to, her boyfriend lived in the house, which I'm like, how the hell did that happen? Yeah. And, like, they used to be having sex and I could hear the shit. And I'm like, this is disgusting. Like, yeah, that's the most nastiest shit. And, like, I think once you get comfortable, like, you just have no shame anymore. You're just like, oh, they're not going to say anything. So.
No, I never did it. I mean, I'm sure people probably heard me in hotel rooms and shit like that. And I probably got pissed off.
It's like, embarrassing to me. It's embarrassing to me. But at the same time, like, because I know I'm a loud motherfucker, obviously. So we
Lori, I don't want to hear that.
I'm talking about
I'd be so embarrassed. I would
just be naturally so loud.
Picture me walking past a girl and hear L'Oreal. I'll throw a Bible scriptures under the fucking door. I'll be playing Mad Kirk Franklin at the fucking door and shit like that. I hear you being nasty. What the fuck are you doing? Jesus see you. I'm gonna keep saying that shit.
I be acting like I'm invisible when I see people after that I know might have heard me. I'll be like
the walking
Homer in the bushes.
It's a walk of shame. See, I be real loud too, but it's like, I only be real loud when I fake nut.
You like be moaning, you be like, oh.
No, I scream when I nut, but only when I fake nut though. You know what I'm saying? When I fake nut, you make scream like a fucking lion.
Are men supposed to make noises during sex?
You got to sit there and motivate each other at the end of the day. You got to give something. You got to talk or something.
But moan?
Yeah, you got to give a little moans here and there. Just let her know, like, I mean, before you say something, you got to be like, you know what I mean? Something.
Okay,
you know
that's something, but you said loud. So something. I'm thinking like, oh.
Nah, only when you nut in. Only when you nut, you got to like scream when you nut. You know what I'm saying? Make her feel like, ah, this is the best. Like it motivates her. It's like, how good do you want? You get like a little moan like, ugh. Bro, you getting a sandwich, bro. But you scream like she did something so amazing. She's like, I'm going to marry this motherfucker. I'm about to make him a fucking Thanksgiving meal. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck you want.
I think I would be freaked out. If I was having
freaked
sex
out.
And the guy was like, oh, like at the end, I would be like,
it's amazing. It's amazing.
Nah, you got a man up there with sex.
No, L'Oreal, you got to understand, during the time of sex, like your ears is different, your sight is different. You know what I'm saying? Certain things you see during sex is not going to fuck with you. Like after this motherfucker saying that shit that he was saying, why y'all having sex? He'd be like, man, shut the fuck up. Oh, I love you. This pussy is so good. Oh my God, you're so beautiful, lying and shit. Just, you know what I mean? Motivating you, trying to get you to nut. You know what I'm saying? And if he say that shit, if y'all not fucking, you'd be like, yo, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? So you got different ears. Yeah, that fucking scream while you're in the sex mode is amazing. You gotta do it.
Mm-mm. Like, I like the grunts and the groans, not moans. Yeah. Groans is what guys should be doing.
Back, that means you fuck with older niggas. You know, his back ain't strong. Tell him to jump
no,
on the
I don't like. To be honest, like unless he's fucking shit, I don't think my niggas should be doing all that. I think the moaning is for the girl.
Yeah, the moaning for the girl, but it's a little bit of motivation. You know what the girl like to hear and shit like this. You try everything. You got to hit every fucking.
That's what tone. I'm saying. Talk shit, but the moan.
But if you talking shit, if she. Taking that talking shit, you know what I mean? Then you start talking more shit like, you know what I mean, you know, then being a little nasty. If they ain't doing it, you got to start going to the moans. You got you got to try every fucking thing until you see her.
Oh, there I can't stop doing
they
it.
Like the, oh, what? You look good doing it, L'Oreal. You should try it again.
I'm gonna do it.
You gotta try. So next time you nut, you gotta scream like a fucking lion.
I'm gonna do it just like that. And this nigga probably gonna look at me like I have a billion and trillion one head. I'll be like, bitch, are you dumb? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, L'Oreal, it's even more amazing for a girl. So these girls, you know how stupid y'all look when y'all do nut. Y'all look like y'all got like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to cover my face.
Now you can't do that. That's corny. That's motivating us seeing that we actually doing something to you. We just want to see y'all fucking squeal. We don't even get. We want y'all looking stupid. The more stupid we can see y'all look when we leave y'all, now we think we did a job. But if you, your hair is still dead and all that type of shit, we ain't do shit. But if you walk out the bathroom like, oh my hair, how do I look when we walk out the room and shit? I know I'll bust your ass. And I'm gonna try to get some money in your fucking skirt.
Oh God, I saw me. That's that. Fellas, how do you choose who you hit raw or not? And then I see somebody in the comments say, fellas, who's going to tell them? So when I seen that shit, I was like, does that mean like niggas just hit everything raw?
Hilarious. Or,
yeah, just
nah,
everything?
It's kind of a rule. It's like if you ain't got to pay the bitch, then you can smash raw. But if you pay it, you got to put a condom on. It's dumb as hell. Like, why did I just say that? But it's real. That's how motherfuckers think. You know what I'm saying?
That's in your mind how you look at it.
Nah, that's how all dudes think it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, if I meet this girl, if she make me pay her, she clean. No, and she do this to everybody, too. She wants some dick. You know, her man going through some shit right now.
What about who you choose who you coming or not?
Don't know. Listen, coming to the girl, is just like, is a 50-50 chance all the way through. It's like the girls you don't nut in is the one you're supposed to nut in, and the girls you do nut in is the one you ain't supposed to nut in. You see what I'm saying? Like, this shit is all fucked up. You be like, yes. It's like, no, that's what the fucking turn you, that's what the scare you and turn you around going that type of speed. You know what I'm saying? You all enjoy yourself with that shit and fuck you up.
So you'll fuck anybody raw and come in anybody raw?
Nah. You can't do it.
Unless they charge you.
Yo, this shit's stupid. I didn't
like,
do
yes,
that shit.
Yes.
No, I'm a condom guy. You know what I'm saying? If I'm having sex with you, not my shorty, of course I'm putting a condom on. I don't trust shit because if you fuck me, most likely I met you that night or within the last 2-3 days. If you ain't let me fuck in the fucking couple of days, I'm not talking to you again. I don't know.
So you
stupid,
come
right?
In the condom.
Nah, you guys still got to pull out. Don't practice bad habits because that condom pop most of the time. You know what I'm saying? Especially you trying to got a pride problem.
You're not making sense because you're saying something totally different
Talk
than what
me.
You said at the beginning of this
Talk
question. Are you fucking bitches raw or are you fucking bitches with condom?
If you're not my shorty, you're getting fucked with a condom on for sure.
Okay.
But I'm telling you how dudes do it throughout the broad of this whole thing. These niggas ain't wearing condoms, man.
With nobody.
They ain't wearing condoms. All this shit is raw. Because girls, in real shit, there's never been a girl ever in my life who made me put a condom. Like, the condom you're putting
crazy.
On was for your boy. Yeah, they'll put it right in, like, with no problem. And it's like, you eating a girl pussy and then you put a condom on, dumbass. What the fuck is wrong with you? You just got a weak back. That's all you're saying. My back weak as hell. I can't pull out. Like, I got
I'm not gonna lie. I do feel like nowadays, like, you have to convince somebody, like, yo, where's the condom?
But why you let him eat your pussy then?
It's
like
different.
He nothing in your pussy. Oh, that saliva is nothing in your pussy right there too. That's DNA going in there. If he got disease or anything, you already fucked up. So now the only thing you're worrying about is a baby. So you want to take that good feeling away with this nigga. Let me see if this nigga will pull out. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody trying to, just because you fucked somebody don't mean you want a baby with them.
If a girl... I mean, you're saying it's okay for you to have me get me pregnant. Any girl who opened their legs with a man who don't have a condom on is saying it's okay for you to give me any disease. It's okay for you to give me a baby.
Well, of course you don't want to get a disease and you would hope that the person you fuck with is... I mean, I get it because like...
You don't be knowing these niggas.
No, but all
like,
that's what I'm saying though. You have to convince niggas nowadays because niggas don't even... That's why I asked you that question because when I seen that meme and I seen the comments, I'm like, damn, people acting like and taking as lightly, but like, there's mad shit out there.
Mad shit. Y'all bugging it. I'm out.
Anyway, let's get back to Sugar Daddy 23 that tips $100 for OnlyFans or masturbation.
My guy. I like
so,
this guy.
How would you go about this? Send her a fruit basket and be like, hey, here's a fruit bowl, tramp. keep it down.
Nah, I mean, if the kids ain't there, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how old you are, but it sounds like, I mean, just keep you and your girl sex mood high. As long as you don't hear no dude over there grunting, probably wax come over there with the tibs on this shit, stumping all crazy and wild. As long as you don't hear no dude in there, you know your girl, the girl next door getting her pussy played with, your girl probably don't even mind. She reacting because you react.
Every day, though? Nobody want to hear that shit.
I hear you. Your girl on your period, you can't get no pussy. Now you girl making you all hot and shit. You know what I mean? I get it.
What if they don't even know her and never even seen her? She just sitting in the house playing with a pussy all day.
Yeah. Or just put some soundproof up, bro.
Does that work? You can't do that in an apartment building.
Yeah, you can't just put the soundproof up. Yeah, she all right. I'm talking about.
She's the one that need to put the soundproof up.
Let's talk to her. Let's go get her some soundproof. Of course, Mr. 23 is sending her a bunch of bread. You know what I'm saying? So have Mr. 23 go ahead and get the soundproof. Like, we don't want you to stop your business. You know what I'm saying? So put some soundproof up on your wall. Bro, don't stop her business, man.
Who you think should talk to her? The girl or the guy? The lady, right?
Yes, ma'am.
For sure. Yeah. I think just have your girl like, hey, listen. It's getting a little uncomfortable. This is an uncomfortable conversation for me. But don't even say your man, because then she's going to get ideas.
You got nothing to do with this.
Listen, when I'm in the house, there's often times that I hear you moaning very loudly. Sometimes it disrupts me. I'm working. I work from home sometimes.
Yes.
And I don't know whether it's inappropriate for me to ask you to keep it down, or can you use another room that's not connected to our wall?
Yes.
I mean, go in the bathroom and pop that pussy.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? All you need is like a little square footage. Like, you just pop some pussy where I'm at. You know what I mean?
But then again, this is an apartment building, and that's what happens when you move into something like that. Like,
yes.
You have to deal with...
You got a bunch of roommates.
You got a bunch of fucking people you live with.
In the dorm room. Yeah.
This could be more motivation for y'all to get y'all money up to try to get a house. I know times is crazy. But, I mean, maybe this is the motivation factor to make y'all not be so comfortable to stay
there. I like that right there. I like that. Yep.
Yeah, but you always got to look at the bright side of things. But I will say, like, I would say something. I'd be like, listen, I work early. You moaning to daddy,
23. I like this guy.
$100. Like,
it's probably, it's probably twerk. Twerk is probably 23.
Yeah. Twerk God 23. I give you $100 to shut the fuck up.
That is hilarious.
No, my number would be 45. If it was me.
Why 45?
Okay. No, that was my jersey number.
So I'll check that shit.
You come back like Jordan wearing a 45. Yeah. Play games at you. It's the aim at you. That nigga wasn't playing shit. Shut up,
Squirt. Hold on, I missed that. Hold on. That flew past me. Hold on, I'm fault. What the fuck you did? What?
No, this is for football.
Oh, football.
Yeah. It better. What position?
Hey, I got a championship ring.
Bro, what position?
He looked like Patrick Mahomes, so I get it.
I was a cornerback.
Cornerback?
Yeah.
Don't you forget I had you on the field with me, right? But go ahead, cornerback, right? And, okay.
We're talking about my...
You don't believe him.
No, I was on the practice squad.
okay. Yes, we need bodies.
Yeah, we need bodies.
We need a body. That's all you want. That's what we call y'all bodies. We need some bodies.
That's why. Okay. There'd be like 70 niggas on one team. Don't be playing twerk like that. I don't like that. Twerk, you got to get the ball sometimes, right?
Yeah, I got the ball for people.
For people. To put it in the game so that they can play.
At the end of practice, I had to put the balls in the bag.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, everybody's needed. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the water boy is so important, and people don't understand that. If you don't have no fucking water boy, we over here tired as hell in this fucking field. When we come to the side, nobody got no Gatorade, no water. Like, what the fuck? We can't go back out there. We cramping up. Now the whole game is fucked up. So he's very, very important. So nobody, you know, play around with the roles of the whole team. The whole team is very important.
During games, the quarterback would dad us like run to the bench. Like, Angelo, I need you to pump up the crowd. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to get
This is all part of this. It's a part of the team. Sometimes I might have to fucking pump the crowd. I got to do some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just shit. It's a fucking team effort. Everybody got to play a part. Some people got to do more than others.
Twerk with the mascot.
Yes. slash water boy slash ball boy slash body.
Wax, what position did you play?
Defensive end, linebacker, safety, nose guard, tight end. I was just an athlete, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm a spectator. So this is what happened. And yeah. Let's move on and finish helping this person.
Yes.
So yeah, have the girl have the conversation. Anything else that you can add to that?
No, I'm going to put both of them together, what I said and what you said. I think the she should go over there with some soundproof, of like, yo, or go over like Amazon, have it for this much. You know what I mean? We don't want to, like, we don't want you to stop your business. You know what I'm saying?
What is it, like a wall? Thank you
for the motivation. Yeah, it must be. Yeah, the wall. I mean, it's a apartment building.
You say it's soundproof,
you know,
but like what?
Oh, soundproof is just the things inside the studio. L'Oreal Unit Studios, you know what time it is?
It's soundproofing. The foam thing.
The foam, yeah.
Oh, so I thought that protected the it from bouncing inside. I didn't know that it stopped you from being. No, you can't just.
You can't hear on the outside. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got like a thick the curtain, like a soundproof curtain. You can
They put it right there behind it. Or go to Amazon and show her that, like, we don't want to stop your business, but thank you for showing us that we need to go get a bigger house. You know
do
what I'm saying?
Do they buy it for her or?
No. She show her on Amazon. Go to their house with the like, yo, it costs this much. She's like, man, we took a step forward for you because we tired of hearing it.
What did she say? I can't afford that.
We'll help you out because we tired of hearing this shit. We don't want you to stop. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to donate from couple popping 23.
Because listen, if you have roaches, right, what you'll do, you'll go find some spray and something like that. So you'll have to pay for it to stop the roaches.
If you live in an apartment complex, you're going to call the fucking maintenance people and tell them.
Man, you still want to do a little something to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to wait for them to come. You're going to have to get a little raid or something.
Nah,
like you might be at 3 o'clock in the morning. I ain't waiting for these fucking maintenance men. They out here getting hit and sniffing cocaine.
These niggas better come right the fuck now. That's what the whole point of a
fucking. Man, they sniffing cocaine with the fucking money y'all gave them. That tip you gave him at the front door. He's getting head downstairs sniffing cocaine with the prostitute. The girl in the building can't pay her rent.
The exterminator?
This maintenance man, that's what they there for. They get to have sex with the woman that who can't pay their rent. And they pay with the money that you get them at the door for a tip to help them bring the bags in and shit.
I don't think that's their job.
I think that's their job.
Man, any building I ever lived in, I don't even know the maintenance niggas' names. Like, I'm like, you they put the request in through the company, and by the time I come back, this shit better be fixed.
Now, I respect, but guess what? The girls who can't pay their rent, who's always home all the time, who ain't got no job, when the maintenance man comes in there, he's smashing and he's putting that check down that he's getting from that building. It's all a part of the whole game.
The maintenance man, the maintenance man. I think it's supposed to be Muffin Man, but maintenance man kind of goes too.
Yeah, it sounds great.
All right, so hopefully it works out for them, child. I don't know. I've never heard of that. But I think the curtain thing, that seems easy enough too.
Yeah. And grab that motivation and get up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Grab the motivation. Because at the end of the day, if you think about it, you're in the dorm room. You know what I'm saying? You're in apartments. You can't do that. You're not trying to grow with this lady. Because if you just fucking with this girl, you don't give a fuck with another bitch playing with her pussy. That's just a bitch you fucking with. But if you want to make this girl your wife, you got to take the proper steps, man. Go get a house and shit like that. Show her what it's like.
I would think too that she may be embarrassed. Like, she'll be so embarrassed that you say you heard her fucking and she's like, I'm out of here. Like, you know, I think so.
That's a win-win. That's a win-win. That'll set the movie even faster, but you might need that motivation to get up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Keep that.
Because what would you feel if somebody was like, yo, Wax, I ain't gonna lie. I'll be hearing you, what you doing next door. It's kind of disturbing me. Da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Would you feel ashamed?
It all depends on who it is. Like, people told me that. We've been on trips forever. You know what I mean? You know what time it is. And it all depends on, like, yo, bro, what the fuck? Or it'd be like, somebody else was there with me. And I'm like, oh, who's that? I'm like, no. I don't want this person here. We have a virgin with this person. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I remember one time, this girl that I was cool with, we all went on a trip. And she swore up and down. The bitch was like, oh, I heard... I was like kind of hiding that I was fucking with this nigga. I didn't want people to know about it or whatever. Mm. But she kept like trying to say we fucked with each other. And I was like, nah, we don't. So one day she like later on, she was like, yeah, I know you was fucking with him because I came to your door and I heard y'all having sex. And I promise you, me and that nigga didn't even have sex yet. Like, I don't know whose door she was at that she heard fucking. But it was not, because it was in a hotel. So I don't know whose door she was near that she thought was me, but all my life, it was not even me. Hey. I'm like, this bitch is crazy. But she dead swore. Like, to this day, I bet you if I asked her.
How she know his room was at?
It was my room.
Oh, your room.
So it was my room. She said that she went to my room, went to knock on the door, and then heard me having sex. And I'm like, the whole time I was there, I didn't even, we wasn't even fucking yet. So I'm like, I didn't have sex. I didn't, I'm not big on the touching myself thing. And I'm like, so who the fuck was she hearing? That's even funny. L'Oreal,
that would be so disturbing for me.
I don't want you to think about it.
I'm not. It's hurting my fucking brain right now. Like, my brain is like I'm reading a whole passage from a girl that wanted to text me a long text message. That's how my brain feel right now.
No. Keep thinking about Angelo in the shower. Nah. Twerk in the shower is more your speed, okay?
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Did you see the thing really quickly? Because I feel like this is kind of more towards word on the street, but I just had them on the show separately, of course. And it was Joe Smith and his wife. She put an OnlyFans up and didn't tell him about it.
Not cool.
Let me tell you something. She's a nice woman as far as like she was respectful to us. But I could, she is so trifling with what she did. And like,
no, that's trash.
I didn't call her trifling to her face, but I said she was manipulative. I told her she was disrespectful. Sure. You know, I basically used every word that described it. But the more I keep thinking about it, trifling wasn't the word that was coming to mind at the time, but I kind of wish I did say it. And the reason why is because afterwards we had Joe Smith on because we had her first. Mm-hmm. And this man sat and cried in that studio.
Damn, brother.
When I tell you that shit hurt my feelings because what I saw, I mean, maybe I'm a sucker, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if this man is acting and he's been in on it, we need to put this nigga, I know the actors are on strike. Word we need up. To put this nigga.
Tyler Perry, baby.
Not.
Yeah.
Better. Denzel level. I'm talking about, I'm crying with the nigga, damn near.
Yeah, oh, Tubi.
But I'm going to tell you why, what I saw, maybe I'm completely wrong and he's getting me too.
Peace.
But I saw somebody that was broken, that like trust people and they keep repeatedly doing things to them. So like, you know, like you have those people that just have a big heart and they like love people and they kind of give people the benefit of the doubt, but they always get fucked over. Maybe I see it because I feel like that's what happens to me sometimes. That's what happens to me. Like, I'll be having, and I know, like, it sounds cliche because some people do think that they're, like, better people than they are. And I don't know this man from a can of paint. But, like, when we talked about the fact that he may be getting used or whatever the case, and just to see him break.
No, that's not funny.
Like, it wasn't. It was sad.
Nah,
it
happens to the best of us. You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, real shit.
That doesn't make it okay.
No, I'm not making it okay. I mean, you're supposed to feel like that. But, you know, if my boys come to me and they tell me that, we probably going to laugh at them a little bit. You see what I'm saying? But we feel them. because it's probably happened to us too.
What's funny about being tricked in love?
That happens to the best of us. You see what I'm saying? Like, if all the men is around, of course, the woman there, we of course no woman, we won't let no woman be there. But if we got a bunch of men around, most likely every one of them guys going to say the exact same thing. All these guys going to do it. And it's sad, but it's really, really true. When guys sit around, I promise you, if one of these guys come around and cry over their shorty, dude's going to look at him like, bro, hold on. You want to sit down? You want to hear my stories about shit? Or you want to do this? I mean, and it's good because it's like a therapy thing, not thinking that you're the only person going through something. That's why the men go around and do it. It's more of a pride thing. We try to stay away from women. So for him to be able to do that to you, that man showing his emotions to a woman, that's ouch.
It's more because he's looked completely broken. And sometimes people are already in a state where they're fragile and then you push them to the edge. But I mean, I don't know what they've been through. I don't know what he has done to them. You get what I'm trying to say? But what I do know is I've seen people do really cruddy shit. And sit there like nothing ever happened. But she did threaten to put like a sex tape out. And that's why I was just like,
both of them? I mean, I don't know.
That's revenge porn. That's just to trust somebody and then to use your personal stuff against you and you're like literally married to them.
But yeah, I know, but what's... I mean, just because you don't want other guys to see her. I mean, I think I heard that she said that she was doing porn or something like that, or a lot of people seen her body already
back in the day, but now she's only doing solo stuff. But what do you feel about somebody being able to see your woman at any given time?
No, that's not mine. I don't need to like you seeing too much of anything. It's like that's not mine. I'm sharing my vehicle with you. Like some old bro, let me hold your car. Who are you giving your vehicle to? Like one of your people come to your house and ask for your car, you look at them kind of like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Certain things you don't ask for.
But when y'all do fuck with these kind of girls, like say she's not a public porn star, say it's like OnlyFans, like this situation, but she was a porn star from the beginning before.
Yeah, that's what
but
I was saying.
Say it's like OnlyFans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell your homeboys like y'all fuck with a bitch off OnlyFans, or that's something that you want them not to know?
I mean, if you don't want them to know, you giving her the benefit of the doubt and you putting her out there, and you really broke. You know what I'm saying? If you sit there and you tell your boys you got OnlyFans, your girl got OnlyFans, you know, you just fucking her right now. And the money y'all getting off it, you flipping your packs with it. You know what I'm saying? So we get it. If you tell them, yo, my girl got OnlyFans, that's your girl. Like, that's a workhorse.
Y'all would look at it? Do y'all go look? Like, would you look at it?
If I know that's his workhorse right here, he just fucking with her just to get the OnlyFans money, make his pack bigger. She's a workhorse. Girls got to know who they is and how the dude treat you. If he allow you to do that with other girls, allow you to do that with other guys and shit like that, he's looking at you as that. It's different tiers of what men want in their life. If I want you to be my wife and exclusive, everything's exclusive. If I let a couple of things go, or I allow you to go out with certain guys and certain dates and just because of this and that, I'm letting you know you're not the wife I want. You're a girl I'm going to have to be a fiance or a girlfriend.
You're the girl I want to fuck.
You're the girl I want to fuck.
I'm
good for this time.
But I'm never going to take you serious.
I'm not going to take you serious. When it's time for you, if you want to leave, his eye is full because I'm fucking these other bitches over here too. If I let you do anything, I got something on the side. If I let you just go out with her friends a lot, I got another bitch.
Yeah, because I couldn't imagine. I'm like, he actually writes up, but that was before the OnlyFans. But I be thinking about that like as a man, because women, it's not the same. So it's like, because there's not like a bunch of male porn stars and then it's like, yeah, I fuck with him. It's actually creepy to me if a nigga's a porn star. So, like, I would never I fuck with him. He's a porn star. And I know that shit. Maybe it's a stigma.
He looks like Mad Meats.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what would I do with this porn man?
Yeah.
But, like, when it comes to guys, it's almost like something that y'all go towards. And I just wonder what the thought
it's
process
not true.
Is.
I mean, I feel like a caliber everybody... like me, I mean, it's just something like we all want to go on a roller coaster. We don't go on a roller coaster every day. Like, certain things in the men's life you want to do. You want to fuck a stripper. You want to fuck a porn star. You want to fuck one of the prettiest girls. But everything, we don't keep those for home.
I just think that's so sick that you watching a bitch fuck and you like by another nigga and you like, yes, can't wait to fuck her next. Like,
nah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of out of control. And they always say, that's why, again, we would laugh at him because it's like, we always say, it's rules in men. You can't turn the hotel housewife. We always say it's rules that the older ones tell us, but we don't want to listen. Oh, I can do it. Oh, I can hustle and don't get caught. Oh, I don't use my phone. I got 3 phones. And la, 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 la. Nigga, it's all the same shit at the end of the day. Shit's a rerun.
A girl on OnlyFans fucking niggas is like a nigga with mad baby mamas, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent. Like, that would be the thing. Yes, it is. To me. No. To me.
Say it again. Let me hear it again.
I said, a nigga fucking a bitch off OnlyFans that fucks only other niggas.
Okay.
It's like a bitch fucking with a nigga with mad baby mamas.
No. Yeah, no, I hear where you're going with it.
Because I wouldn't want to tell, like one of my exes got mad baby mamas, and I try to avoid saying how many. And it ain't even as many as, like, because nowadays you got the Nick Cannons and all that.
Yeah, he had
3. But, like, whenever I say it, motherfuckers are like, oh, ow, damn. Yeah. So I would think that, like, if you're like, yeah, my girl on OnlyFans, ooh, ow.
Yeah, I mean, but we'll look at it as, if you trying to wife her, then we like, ooh, ah. But if you like, my girl got OnlyFans, we already know what time it is.
You know That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you can never wife. But is that your girl? Are you calling her your girl?
Nah, you ain't kissing in the mouth too much. You might. It all depends on how much bread she gets you that week. You're like, oh, baby, I made 2,000. Here go 2 stacks right here. Go do what
so
you gotta
she
do.
Gotta give you something.
She might. You have to. That's why you think you with her. You're not with a girl that have OnlyFans and that's your girlfriend, bro. You got a little meat. Or you nut too fast, though, bro. Go get some fucking Shilla Jits.
I just wouldn't imagine me being comfortable with, like, watching my partner get down. Like, if you feel uncomfortable about hearing a bitch fuck next door, like, imagine your partner on OnlyFans fucking somebody or popping it open for somebody. Like, that's a lot.
No. I mean, if what's going to be in the house with me is what's in the house with me. That's why it's behind the door. You know what I'm saying? You got to be secret. You're not out here always showing that. You know what I mean? You're not showing the Burger King menu, man. You're not out here promoting. Y'all can have this too, but no, you can't have it when they come after you. Why is he trying to holler at me? Oh, ew, look at him. Yo, you showing these motherfuckers some goods, and you don't think they're going to try to holler at you, and you wonder why everybody's hollering at you, why everybody wants to see you. You fucking, all the time, they see you naked how many times? What man ain't thinking about it? Pastor's got to be like this. You see what I'm saying? Nobody got time for this shit. Cover up, L'Oreal.
It ain't me. I got a hoodie on. Anyway, let's move on and help out somebody else now. Okay. Again, if y'all want to reach out to us, all you got to do is slide in the DM at
Bullying the Beast Podcast. You. I know that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, if you want to email us, all you have to do.
Yes, hit us up at the Bullying the Beast Podcast at gmail.com. You.
All right, now let's get into it. Hello, Bully and the Beast crew. To keep it short, I'm ditching my current life here and starting fresh in the U.S. Dual citizenship. I don't know a single soul in America and will literally be starting a new life. I've never visited, decided I'm going to live in New Jersey. I started my own online web design business last year, and it's really taken off. I make $15,000 per month. Just wanted some advice, tips, facts, recommendations when I arrive. My main concern, naturally, as a Brit, is guns, the whole gun culture, laws, like in New Jersey. Political-wise, I know New Jersey is mostly a Democratic state, but I could be wrong. It's crazy how, like, when you live other places and you view another place as a certain thing, like how they made us believe that Africa is this poor country where everybody is starving with flies in their eyes and stuff. Okay. And then I went over there. And I saw more Bentleys and Lamborghinis than I ever seen. Not to say that. I mean, every place has, you know, a hood.
Yeah, rural
areas. But it's not. That's not all that's out there. So it's funny that when he said, when I think of America, I think of guns.
Yes.
Which I think New Jersey would be one of the safest states for you, New York, when it comes to guns. Because you can't fucking carry them.
Yeah, like, strict laws. Yes, respect.
Strict laws. That's the reason why, like, artists like Lil Wayne, I remember when he said he was never coming back to New York. He has since come back. But that's because he had to do a bit because of him.
Yes.
Remember that?
Barris. Yes. He shot himself. Plaxico Barris shot himself.
He went to jail. Yes. Numerous people have gotten gun charges and been in jail. So I will say, if you're worrying about avoiding guns, up north is better for you because where the fuck I live in Atlanta, niggas got the fucking guns on their hip in the grocery store walking around. And you know what? That really did disturb me when it was like we had the riots and all that stuff, because people were doing like outlandish things, shooting up grocery stores, churches, schools. Yeah. And, you know, that, of course, that's why he thinks something like that. It's disgusting how it is here. And the gun laws should be stricter, but they are, again, they are in New York and New Jersey.
I was really about to say, L'Oreal, is, you know, just because they got strict laws don't mean that they is not out there. I mean, everybody that I know has guns in New Jersey and in New York. It's like, if you don't have one, you get caught slipping. It's on really on you. It's like really a saying out there. I'd rather get caught with one with without one. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get caught without it. But if you get caught with it, I mean, I'd rather get caught with it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful anywhere you go, man. You got to just think smart. I mean, it's ugly everywhere. Like she said earlier, it got ugly parts everywhere. Just try to stay out the way as much as possible, man. This whole life, when you walk out the house, you really walk in the jungle. Sometimes you might walk, you never see a rattlesnake, but some people see a rattlesnake all the time. Watch yourself. Take a different path.
And that's how also, that's why I don't like to let people know where I live.
Peace.
Like, I'm very funny on that.
Very important.
Very few people know. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I'm like, oh, I live in this big, humongous mansion with all these jewels and I'm swimming in gold.
Nah.
It's safety. Not because of that. It's safety. And at the end of the day, that could happen in Jamaica, London, China. Like, you know, you got to watch your surroundings wherever you are. And know that, like, you not being from here, don't be so willing and able to accept everybody into your life just because you don't know anybody.
Not in Jersey. Not out there, baby. You, I'm telling you, you're fool.
That's a good location if he lives close to New York, because then, like, New York is like, for me, New York has always been a place where I've been able to make a lot of money.
Yeah, peace. You know what I'm saying? But there's wolves. There's wolves.
Yeah, but it's also to me, it's safer. So, like, if I'm staying somewhere in the city, I feel a little, and don't get it fucked up. I'm on, the other day, I was in the Meatpacking District. And seen, I told you, a bitch snatch another bitch bag. She had heels on just to the teeth. Like, niggas are grimy anywhere.
Yeah, they don't that's need what a I'm gun. Saying. No.
They don't need a gun to be grimy.
Knockout City, baby. But I will say,
as far as culture is concerned, New York is it. Like, you could go to Harlem and get the whole wave of the soul food and this and that. You could go to the theater row and go watch some shows. You could go meet some Dominicans uptown. Like, there's a lot of culture in New York.
You just set up to 3 robbery spots where you're going to get hit up. Bruh, go over there and go out there.
There's nice places in all those places.
It is, but you just sit him there. Don't sit him there. None of those spots.
Why?
Girls going to hem his ass up.
You think so?
What? It's amazing. Dominicanos, man. Go get his ass. Don't get him. Show him some love, man. But watch yourself anywhere you go, man. Dominican girls, the crazy part about right now, especially you talking about going in this season is not the season to go in. It's getting cold right now. So the heat, the kids have to sit there. They'll open the windows and let the kids stay outside all day till they fall asleep. They sweat it all day. No, it's cold. The heat has to be on. Electric has to be on. Robbery season right now. You trying to be somebody's friend right now? You're fool. I'm fool. I better come and open my fucking trunk and have something for everybody. I might call back to say hi. What you got for us, fam? It's cold
you're
outside.
Scaring everybody, nigga. Like,
not doing it. I come with bummier shoes than you. I ain't got it. If I'm going to the block, ask them for $40.
I walk with Jesus and the Lord.
Amen.
And he is my protector.
Amen.
And I don't worry about things like that. You know what I mean? If it's your time, whether you got the gun, don't got the gun, can jam. Your gun
We don't even want him in that situation. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, they got Uber Eats and all that type of shit. You know what I mean? Until you really see your surroundings and try to always go into places, never to go into anywhere. Always be on the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? Then you will see what's going on, really. But if you're trying to go into the situation and trying to look around and meet fine people and shit, bro, you fucking fool, family. What?
Not fine people, but you naturally are going to meet people when you move to a new place. You sound crazy. Like, you would, You've never lived in freshman. A different area and met new people?
I did, but I always stay in the outskirts of everything. You know what I mean? It's always a rule. Like, I always stay on the outside and look inside the whole city. And I can always get the fuck out of the city. So I'm never go into anywhere, you know, into. I'm always be on the outside looking in, man, bro. Especially them type of places, bro. And you don't know nobody. Ain't like you going there with your cousins and stuff. And like, they got a crew of people. And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going with your family and stuff like that, you know, you start adopting their friends and shit like that. That's cool. But if you going to somewhere by yourself, bro, get the fuck out the way. Uber Eats and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Okay, so just be a hermit crab in the house forever. That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, unless you got a job. You know what I'm saying? You start meeting people at your job. You start to pinpoint people. But throughout trying to figure that out, out there, family, I'll be fooled. I'm from there.
I don't think so. You can't live life scared and not messing with people because you think something's going to happen to you. Keep your head on a swivel. Something can happen to you anywhere. Something, people were praying in church and nah, something happened. Respect. So that doesn't mean anything. Like, you can't live your life fearful and scared. Like, I think it's amazing you're moving to America. You obviously are doing this with a purpose and a goal. Just make sure you're smart and you keep your head on a swivel. Yes. Just like you would anywhere else. But I don't think isolating yourself and ordering Uber Eats.
For now. I mean, you're going to find you a girl, you know what I'm saying? But try
meet
to find
people
some...
and be cautious. That's it. Just like you would in any other place. But I do think New York is a great place to meet people, to move, to live. And like I said, diverse, cultured. Like, because then there's places like Miami where it's like, it's just Miami. It's just
yeah,
party,
it's just
like,
Miami.
Like, yeah, like in New York, so many different things you could do. Like, so I think that was a good move for you to go to Jersey. Hopefully, you're not moving to Atlantic City.
Or he's going to be in Newark, man.
Or Irvington.
Good prices, good prices.
Hopefully, you're on the water somewhere. You know, usually if
think
there's
about
water,
it.
No, but that in Atlantic City, so I don't
that's
know.
That's what I'm saying, nah. Even he in the caucus, you know what I'm saying? He's still, you know what I mean? He right there, so he turned the block.
Hopefully it's giving Edgewater North Bergen.
That's where everybody at, that you mean? Even doing anything.
Well, let's talk about some scary shit that happened.
We got.
Word on the street. So apparently two men were fatally shot outside their East Flatbush home.
Ouch.
That's the place
Ouch.
That you don't move.
Yeah.
It's still building up, okay?
Exactly.
What did they fight over? I'm lost.
I seen they fought over they was making too much noise downstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, upstairs, and a guy came to confront him. He like, I got four kids or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna hear some noise. So he came to confront him, and I seen a pop come out the crib. Then he went in. The mama sees a man outside, ma'am, which you know. Please, you got to get out the way, especially when it's man to man. You know what I'm saying? And then I seen the son come outside, of course, because the mama's outside. And they could have went inside and called the cops or whatever the case may be. But, you know, he coming outside definitely because his wife is still out there with a pair of scissors. Which now the guy can hit you up now. But if he had them on him and his wife pulling him away from the man that got the man killed, Lord have mercy. I hope she don't hear this. And feel even worse. But
so
I
you think, like, because he came with the weapon?
Yeah, he enticed this man because at the time he put that weapon in his face. And if he had cut him or put his jugular bone or anything like that, you know what I mean? He ain't come man to man. So if you come with anything, if you come with a pencil, I can shoot you. You come with a knife and I got a gun, I'm going to shoot you. I'm not going to be like, yo, where's my knife at? Oh, you got a pencil. I'm going to find out where my other pencil
is. I don't know, man. This is your neighbor. You've seen this man so many times.
Respect.
You clearly know there's a lot of kids.
So he should have known that without bringing that blade, that knife, that scissors out.
No,
he shouldn't have pointed in my face.
Was he waving him?
No, he put the scissors right there to his face.
He said, like, listen here, motherfucker. You fuck with me. But he turned around, started walking back to the crib.
No, he started walking back. His wife pulled him.
Okay.
He was on him. But if he had went like this, they at least had a tussle and then went down like that. He got his son there too. You know what I'm saying? She pulling him back. It's like, yo, when it's two men, this is a lesson to other women and stuff like that. When you see as a man, I'd rather you go in the house and go get a blade or something and be on the other side or something. Don't be out there on your ass out.
I'm not going to lie. Man to man, I would have stayed out of it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I stay out of it to an extent as well. Like if it, so I watch.
And she stole, closed the door on them.
After they got shot?
He got shot, but he was still crawling a little bit. The dude came and hit him in the head after he was hitting the sun up. So he came back. She closed the door on him. Come on, so you should stay in the house, man, please. Like, y'all gonna get people killed. And when a woman come around, now you have to show more boasty instead of man and man talking. When women come around, y'all could actually stir some shit up a little bit. Because now the pride gotta happen. We got this thing, this testosterone thing that start building up when women just come in the room.
I'm not trying to be funny at all. I promise you. But now I'm starting to second guess the advice that I gave for the first message, because we done told them to confront them about the noise, and apparently ain't this what the fuck happened. So you got to be careful. Nah, you don't never know how somebody's gonna take some shit.
It is. That's what I'm saying. You got to go to her just with a solution, because I mean, she might be, oh my gosh, I can hear us. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully she's not. But this dude came on some rah-rah. I seen the way he came. He came with his thing and everything. You know what I'm saying? So he came like, yo, I'm tired of this shit. This is not, I don't think this is the first situation they had before.
Wow. Wow, that's unfortunate. Rest in peace.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
And the son.
It sucks.
And, you know, their family's mourning their loss. And guess what? The other family is mourning the father as well, because now he will be in jail for the rest of his life.
Or if he takes, I know he probably gonna get the gun charge, but it's.
You went upstairs with your gun. There's no self-defense, sir. You came up there for a problem. The self-defense would be the man with the scissors.
I hear you. It's no self-defense law at all, but this guy did wave a weapon in his face, regardless if he did come up there.
Yeah, he could have easily been like, because we seen the gun.
It's possible. You see what I'm saying? I didn't hear exactly what he was saying to him either, standing back there. So I can't tell you exactly.
And that's what I'm saying too. The wife can easily turn around and be like, he told us he had a gun. So he had a gun.
Why would you come out the house with, come on, family?
Anything
with scissors?
Like anything. That's not self-defense though. You going up the stairs with the gun to the person's house to tell them, no, that's not self-defense. So he's going to be in jail forever, like I said. And now everybody lost somebody.
Yes.
So,
actually, the cops already killed him. Cops caught him down, and they killed him. So he's dead. So everybody's dead.
Three people dead.
Oh, man.
Three people dead. So no more noise anymore.
Yeah. Ouch.
So that's what I'm saying, though. But yeah, in a sense, to say that, like, was that worth it?
Definitely wasn't. Now you ain't hearing no noise.
Yeah, now you got to be smarter. You got to use your brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got to use your brains in moments like this. Let's talk about Burner Boy. He revealed that he turned down $5 million to perform in Dubai. Reason being is there's a smoking ban there. Now let me tell you something. Yeah. I went to Dubai and I was the crankiest monster you can ever see.
That's
because I've been smoking since I was probably 17 years old, smoking weed. I stopped one time because I wanted to.
Yep.
And one of those times was not when I went to Dubai. I did not want to fucking stop either.
Jesus.
I was smoking hookah, which I hate. Like,
farting all the time, all day.
No, hookah
farting. Make you fart.
Makes you fart. Okay. But I will say this. If it came between weed and $5 million, fuck weed.
For how long?
Fuck, nigga, this is a performance.
Oh. For like a day or two?
Nigga, the longest, I don't care if it's a week. $5 million?
We chilling.
I
ain't smoking weed for a whole. Yeah, because the thing is, I'm disciplined. I don't smoke weed on every Sunday anyway. And that's like my Sabbath to the Lord. I gave him something I love to do the most. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you tell me that, yeah, I like smoking weed too, but nah, $5 million, I'm going after it, buddy.
I'm not gonna lie. I can't think of one thing that I would be like, yo, I can't. I'm turning down $5 million for this.
When they say, if you would smack your mama, I heard that on the motherfucking Instagram.
Nah, we ain't on this together. I'm be like, Ma, just go like this.
Nah, it's like, you can't tell her nothing.
I like, would slap the shit out my mama for.
You crazy as hell.
What? And then I'm going to give her at least 2 M's.
You have to.
Like, she ain't going to mind. If, you know what? Because I'll tell you this. If I tell her that I turned down the $5 million,
she gonna smack you.
She gonna slap me. She gonna slap me. So she what? Somebody you. Is getting slapped. And I might as well do it for the 5 M's over getting slapped over not having 5 M's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll let you slap me after. You can slap me and hit me after all you want to do.
My mother will whoop me like back in the day if she found out I turned it. Like,
you get a belt. You get a switch.
You should have smacked me. The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, you get a beat.
All right, let's get into Black Excellence. Big shout out to Missy Elliott. Okay. She reflected on her career as she prepares to become the first female rapper to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Congratulations, Mama. That's so dope.
Fuck that. Have you seen what she looked like lately?
She's pregnant.
No, she's not. Shut the fuck up.
She's not.
I saw Missy the other day at Kirk Franklin's concert. Big shout out to Kirk Franklin, man. He really helped. Yeah. He held me down. Me and my mama, he gave me some backstage passes. Dope. And he got off the stage and went right over to my mama. Gave her a hug, kiss, took a picture with her. She was on top of the world. Uh-huh. Yeah. I ran into August Alsina there. We chopped it up. It was a few people there. But Missy was there looking amazing. I'm telling you, she's like a toothpick. She's mad.
Why did I hear that she was pregnant?
Because you're dumb.
That hurt my feelings. That hurt my feelings anyway. How about that?
Because you're dumb. And she's slim now and she looks amazing. Big shout out to Missy for that one. People I'm excited for her. She sat down with Robin Roberts, actually, to reflect on her career. So she said, I never wavered. I never changed. I said it every time. When asked what message she would give to her younger self, she said, there's a bright future for you and keep going.
Keep going.
She said that girl knew she had something that was different and unique. And bless we all you. See it. She's still literally inspiring artists to this day. She's she's on Brent Fires' new album. So they got a dope record together. Big shout out to Brent
Fires. She's so talented. That's like a whole artist. Like, you can't really name her to actually do something. She's just like, Missy always been so dope. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, she wrote for Jodeci.
Yeah, she's super dope.
And Gina Thompson. That like, she wrote so many records. Total. Who you just said?
Prince.
Who's that?
Prince.
He wrote for Prince?
Yeah.
I ain't know that. Tweet. Jasmine Sullivan.
Tweet. Ooh.
Anyway, okay. And then we also have Angelo. I have a feeling that this has something to do with you, so I'm going to let you take this part away.
What we got? Look at him. Look at him. Yo, his new bin off. He was like this. Like, my girl.
He was waiting for that shit.
My girl. Hey, don't forget about me.
Whack, shut the fuck up. So, I got the local legend burger. I'm promoting my podcast network, you know, the Polymath Network. It's give the highlight to all these podcasts from people born and raised in the Westchester area, giving them a little spotlight. You know, creators don't really have an outlet. So I create for them. The local deli, the Firehouse Deli, they let me create a burger and put it on their menu. And you can information.
I ain't gonna lie. How do it actually taste? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because so let me tell you what it's on. Let me tell you. Listen to this imagery on this menu. This is exactly what it says. Mm-hmm. Savory tribute to Westchester's number one podcast network. Dive into this mouth-watering cheeseburger with creamy mozzarella, crisp lettuce, a sun-kissed fried egg, fresh avocado, crispy onion rings, and a drizzle of ketchup.
That's some white people shit.
Literally about to say, this sounds like it's going to be mad mayo and fucking lettuce on that motherfucker.
That's how you know that's Twerk God's white side coming out.
That's his whole white side out here. Shit on that motherfucker. Listen on that motherfucker, yo. I heard lettuce.
You know, if it was niggas, it would have been barbecue sauce.
That's all people saying.
He got bread, lettuce, and tomatoes. What the fuck?
Fried onion ring. A motherfucker. No tomatoes.
It
was the avocado.
I heard mad moist shit.
All that's on there, and it's only $8.99. You know, burgers are like $15, $16, $17. This one's only $8.99. Go up to the Firehouse Deli and get you one of these.
The one of the moist. Why so moisty?
It sounds good. I'm just allergic to the avocado.
It sounds good, but it's mad moisty, yo. It's mad moisty. I like it.
You hating.
I'm not hating. I like the burger.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, let's get into the last segment of the show. Wax's ABC.
Wax's ABC.
Okay, now you know how it goes. We're going to wax a word. He's going to have to say what that word is, use it in a sentence, and define it. Finally, Twerk got it together, and I spoke too soon. But the word is A-U-T-A-R-C-H-I-C-A-L. Wax, what does that say?
I can't really see it. Twerk, say something so it can come up with something.
What? Oh, you can see it now?
There you go. Okay.
All right, what?
Tartichico. 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 Tartichico is like a new Tesla that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? It's like a new auto. The tar is like, instead of saying that, like, you know, what's the guy that's making all these fucking Tesla shits? What's his name?
Elon
Musk, instead of saying car, he's saying the T-tar for Tesla. You know what I'm saying? So auto tar. Let me see it again. You fucking it up.
Jai, what the fuck? There you go.
Chico. So auto tar, Chico is a auto Tesla, is an auto car. And Chico is like, is going to have a new pipe on it. So that's like a new pipe for the Tesla and make it sound like them race cars and shit.
Like the Mexican.
Like the Mexican guys. Yeah, the Mexican, the Puerto Rican guys, loud ass SI Civic shits. That's just a part of the Tesla that make it sound like, because you know how Tesla's all silent right now? You can't hear them and shit? Mm-hmm. Like when they go by, you know what I'm saying? This right here is just like a pipe. Everybody want to hear that little, you know what I'm saying? So let me put in a sentence. I went to Mexico real quick and I was trying to flag down the a cab. I mean, an Uber or whatever. And they had one of them auto-tar chicos on their Tesla. And the shit was dope. I ain't know how Mexicans it was drive Teslas and shit. It sounds really cool.
Can you help him out, Twerk? Because...
Okay.
Gotcha. I bet you that's what it is. Watch.
The word is autarkical. And it means to be independent.
Yeah.
Way off.
It's kind of the same thing. It's only be one of those.
Okay, Wax, you're a damn fool.
Yeah.
First and foremost, Twerk, let the people know where they can follow you.
Yeah.
No, my Instagram name is Angelo Scarfone. Just type that in. Oh.
Yes.
Okay, and how can they support you and your podcast network?
And my network is the Polymath Network, guys. Lori, I appreciate it. Yeah, check out my website, polymathnetwork.com. I got four podcasts on there right now. We got the Real and Uncomfortable podcast, the Great Print podcast, Nothing's Normal podcast, and the Undeniable Truth podcast.
Nice.
I know, that's right. Twerk been out here working.
He's twerking.
He's putting Wax to shame. How you going to let him put all his work in and you ain't doing nothing?
I ain't even playing with bears
in the woods.
That's what I do right now, man. I'm out here just playing with bears in the woods. Just go to a place to go, _SC, and see all that nothingness stuff that I'm out there doing. Nothing is going on.
A whole lot of nothing in this.
A whole lot of nothings. You know, Wax don't know nothing.
All right.
What you got going on?
I'm just working. So make sure.
Don't be twerking.
No. Twerking is played out. Twerk is the only twerk we need. He's the only twerk we acknowledge, okay? Yes. That's the Bully and the Beast podcast, y'all. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Where my fucking shirts at?
You don't have them. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bless.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them.
Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.